Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all ready? Say yeah!
Alafia. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to apologize. We've been having some technical difficulties, but we're back on the air, and we're glad to be back on with you. Once again, you have your Omika 7 in the house, live coming to you straight from my living room. I'd like to welcome my old friends by saying, Habari Ghani, what's up? And I'd like to say to my new friends, I'm going to make new friends, but I'll keep the old, because one is silver and the other is gold. How are you doing this evening? By the way, how is the African family, and how are the children? Fair to middling, I hope. I trust that I am, because we are, and therefore I am. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us, and I'd like to have you lock in that dial at 646-478-0270. And today's segment is featuring How Do You Use the Comedic Chants, stage number 14. What are the benefits of using chants? Are there any real benefits in chanting? And are there any special effects that music exerts on the brain and the spirit? What is the purpose of having a music therapist, someone that works with troubled children or adults who have problems and they can be healed through music? What is the benefit of chanting? What does those incantations do? And does that speak directly to our brain stem and talk to us to give us suggestive libidinal messages? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into all of that, and we're going to be featuring you calling in, I hope, today with questions and answers, and so we can have a lively discussion. And today is Thursday, ladies and gentlemen, not quite Friday yet, but Thursday. And I do want to thank you for being a part of this initiation. Some of you have been so prompted in coming to the class and being a part. I want to thank you so much. I know you have other rooms that you could frequent, and I'd like to thank you for being in my room today. And ladies and gentlemen, I do hope you will take a look at the updated information on my page where I have included some website pages. I've been busily putting up some pages so you can go out, take a look at some of the things that we do and that we plan to do in the community. If they're not open now, we will get them published so that you can access them later. And once again, I'd like to thank you, and I'd like to say to you that you know it is the power of faith that gives us the ability to come on here every day, but I'm going to get those drummers out here because I need a drum roll. I don't know about you, but I need a drum roll. Drummers, can you please come in and give me a drum roll, please? That's what I'm talking about, a drum roll. In the house. I have now been named the Empress of the Midwest. So you want to add to that Omega 7, Empress Omega 7. That means that I have to govern a nation of people. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get ready for that. Those drummers play so well. Wouldn't you all agree? Thank you, drummers. Now take a bow. We will be calling on you again when we go in with the libations. Ladies and gentlemen, you ought to get you some drums in your house. Possibly get the talking drums. They can wake people up, send a message. They are very instrumental to have drums, and they also feed the soul. It's a part of chanting. It's a part of bringing music to the soul and lifting your spirit. So we're going to be having that drum roll from here on out, ladies and gentlemen, because you have an empress in the house today. And what I was saying earlier, I've been named the Empress of the Midwest. The empress is sort of like when they had the Roman, He was the empress, and he collected all of the goods and distributed them to the people. However, I don't have goods to distribute to you, but I have good words of wisdom, and hopefully I can distribute them throughout the land and become one of your best emperors. I'm here to serve you, as you know. Whatever you like, I'm here to serve you as long as it's in according with the spoken word, with the word of uplifting ourselves, inspiring ourselves, and climbing up that tree of the ladder so that we can kill off the old man, the flesh, and go into a spiritual being. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You must understand that when you were created and there was a vibration and there was nothingness there, they don't really know what made the atoms or any of your electrons work, but they tell me that before there was an atom or electron, there was a nothingness there. There was a spirit moving way down in your soul that caused you to vibrate. And you must understand that it's mind over matter, that this body does not matter. It's only spirit and soul that matters. That is what we are trying to save today. We couldn't save this flesh if we wanted to. It was made from the earth particles. It must go back to the earth particles. We could not save it if we wanted to. However, the body was designed to live for a long, long time. The body was designed to be recreated, to recycle itself. It was designed so that we could grow limbs back. We had the capability at one time to fly. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. All of this is noted in history, that when we tap into the medulla oblongata, our brain stems are very, very important because therein lies the encased, locked DNA prescription of who we are. And all of the universe was created after our kind because we were the essence of God. So every animal that exists and all beings have but one essence, and that is the essence of God. So what we are attempting to get to is to tap into that code in the medulla oblongata, in our pineal gland. We're attempting to tap in to see if we could break the code to bring us back to remembrance of when, at a time when we were able to fly. I'm sure you wonder, how did Michael Jordan and all of them get up so high? Was it a mistake or accident, or was he truly flying? That's a question for you. And that's a mystery. But at one time, the storybook that was written, The People That Can Fly, it was not a misnomer, not a fairy tale or a mythical allegorical story. I do believe with all my heart and soul that at one time, when we were gods and goddesses and kings and queens, we were able to fly and regenerate ourselves, meaning that we could regenerate parts and limbs of our body. Now, this is only according to Omi, but I know it's documented somewhere, and you will be able to research it on your own time, of course. However, if you do take a look at Dr. Jewel, she concurs with me on this fact that there are several books that are available on melanin that you ought to have in your library. You ought to have these volumes of books, even though they're very, very expensive and costly at $200 per volume. It might be to your benefit and serve you well to know yourself. Because once you study about melanin, you will know the cosmic record and what we have locked in the code of our spinal tap and why our spinal taps are so very important. You will begin to know yourself and what you're capable of doing and what your body was designed to do. Now, on this trip, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be working with Chet. Not necessarily on flying or not necessarily on regenerating limbs, but we're going to be talking about what does music do to the soul and what does chants do to the sick, sick mind. If you can remember back, now try to remember with me, stop and meditate, and I'm taking you on a trip here, I know, right before we get started, but try to remember back when they crossed the Pacific River and came through the annals of the slave ship. The Africans could not communicate with all of the tribes because they spoke many languages, but they also called out Chance, and they murmured Chance, saying, if there is anyone who speaks the language, chant it back. There were chants all throughout the boat and the ship. And I do believe that the master was very confused by this and ordered all of the Africans not to chant because of what was going on and the mysterious things that were happening. They were able to stop things, create things. And even with the Africans, they were once told that the animals of the jungle had once entered into a treaty with God upon them being placed on this earth, that certain animals, such as the snake, had an incantation, and he was ordered not to harm any of God's children. So therefore, this snake was given an incantation, a word spoken over or chanted over him to stop the snake bite from being deadly. And those who are priests and priestesses knew the chants, to chant and the incantation to stop and reverse the venomous bite that one might receive from the animals in the jungle. Animals were also given instructions as to what they were and not to do to human beings. Now, incantations are something that I know you've probably never heard of, but they go along with the chants, and it's something that the Yoruba people had to understand because they oftentimes had to reverse conditions called hoodoo, reversing the condition that might have come up on their people. I want you to understand, hoodoo is not something that's going to kill you. It's something that will help you to take off spells and to stop the regeneration of a venomous bite. Incantation and chants are a form of hoodoo. They don't work witchcraft, or they don't work black magic, but they're there to assist and aid the priests and priestesses and Baba Laws as they go on their work. So we're going to get started here. Now, remember I told you at the end of this class, hopefully we'll be ready to look at divining for ourselves, finding the different methods that are available for divining and using them to give us a forecast on our lives, to also give us a meaning and a purpose for our life and direction. However, you will need powerful words such as chanting and incantation. There are many powerful words in the universe. You must learn at least 50 of them. As a priest, you have to. You have to understand that these 50 words are what you use to help and assist and aid those hurting victims. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go on with the show right now. I'm going to take you to station identification, and we'll be right back at you in the air. But before I do that, I want to get permission from my elder to speak so that when we come back, we'll be ready to get right into the show. But right now, let's go to station identification, and I'll bring you right back into the show, and we'll be ready to start the talking cure. And ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about why the power of faith is so important for us.
There are thoughts that stay on my mind.
Yes, yes, our faith is strong, ladies and gentlemen. Why don't you stand to your feet, and let's get ready for the talking cure. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to get those lists of names out of your ancestors? And I'm going to ask permission to speak for my elder. Elder, do I have permission to speak?
Yes, by all means, you have permission to speak.
Thank you. Father, is the libation ready?
It's ready.
Let's commence with this ceremony. As I pour libations to the west, I say Ashe. As I pour libations to the east, I say Ashe. Libations to the north, I say Ashe. I pour libations to the south, I say Ashe. I use the water to wash my face so that I do not greet the Almighty with a stale face. And we say Ashe. Father, is the libation complete? And purification. Thank you so very much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not standing to your feet, right now you need to get on your feet. You are now standing on holy ground, the ground where the water took place. We hope that the ground was fertile and that the water will spring up and cause us to rise to a higher level of spirituality. Ladies and gentlemen, during this segment of the show, you can be a participant. You can be a part of calling your ancestors home, lighting a candle before them, as well as being a part of giving them water for thirst. As we stand in front, we ask that our ancestors come home today. We ask that our ancestors be a part of our ceremony. I like to light a candle on my mother's side of the family so that they will have light and they can see their way home. I like to light a candle for my father's side of the spirit or side of the family so that they can see their way home. And you need to get in the business of understanding the light is very important for them to see. As I light these candles, ladies and gentlemen, it's symbolic of them having light to find their way back to me. I trust that my ancestors are on their way now, and they are gearing up. As I light this candle for my mother's spirit, I ask my mother's family to join us and to come home. These candles are lit in representation of my mother's spirit and my father's spirit. These are the things that I am making suggestions that you might want to do also. However, none of this that I'm doing is mandatory, but these are the things that I'm teaching you as you pay homage to your ancestors. And you also pay homage to your Godhead, Olodulama Ray, and your old Re. These glasses of water, may they quench the thirst of the ancestors and give them the ability to have energy to follow their way back home. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to tap into the energies of your ancestors. This is symbolic so that as you call their names one by one, you remember and remind them that you have not forgotten about them. I call the name of Robert Jenkins and I say, Ashe. I call the name of Clara Mae Jenkins, and I say, Ashe. I call the name of Tommy Pete Harvey, and I say, Ashe. I like to call the name of George Lilly, I say, Ashe. Sam Lilly, Ashe. Ludell James, Ashe. Louise Lord, Ashe. Lucille Day, Ashe. I like to call Mary Lou Hawkins, Ashe. I like to call Essie Lee Pope, Ashe. Marvin Jenkins, Ashe. Robert Jr. Jenkins, Ashe. Essie Lee Pope, Ashe. Bessie Lilly, Ashe. Isa Lilly, Ashe. I like to call the name of Tom Harvey, Ashe. Michelle Harvey, Ashe. I like to call Emmanuel Day, Ashe. Every day, Ashe. I say, so be it. So let it be done. Ancestors, we are calling you back home. Calling you from Timbuktu. Ancestors, we're calling you from the Middle Passage. Making your way through the ships. The ship called Good Ship Jesus. If you're still out there in a lagoon, in the ocean, in the Pacific, in the bayous, we're calling you back. And for those unborn souls that never made it down the womb, who are still yet traveling and on their way, we say, come home, my child. Come home, my son and my daughter. We would love to have you to stand on your shoulders. We ask those bloodlines of those children that are reincarnating and recycling themselves back into the bloodline to come quickly. Make your journey. Take your journey now. Come home to be with the family. As you come home to reunite the family, you make the family strong, Eli. Eli, come back and make the family strong. Nat Turner, come out from behind that tree, my brother. We're free now. Free now to negotiate. It's time to come home to make your plans known. We say, Garvey, 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 we want you up front, leading the way. Your establishment has now been grounded and rooted. We call on you to come home. We say, Harriet, you no longer have to go in the underground. You need only to tap into your brothers and sisters' minds. We want to save the minds of our people who is fitted for and invited for. We are out to save the minds. So, Harriet, please come and lay down your pistol, Harriet. You don't need to slay nobody to make them come to the underground. You just need to capture their brains. And I say, Martin, we're going to get to the mountain, to the mountaintop, Martin. We're going to get there. I know we are. We're headed that way now. And I say, I call on the name of Coretta Scott King. Coretta, come and build up your justice and your peace. Bring it here now is the time that we need it. Your work is not finished. Your labor is not done. And we say, Sojourner the truth, keep on laboring. Then don't stop, even as you make your travel back home. In our symbolicness, to call you back home, we are anxious to reconnect. So we can be whole and we can be free. Are you whole, ancestors? And are you free? Thank you. take this time to acknowledge those ancestors. We say, Fannie Lou Hamer, we're glad you made it back. Madam C.J. Walker, take your seat in your proper place. Nina Simone, we are now preparing your rendition of music. Please take your seat.
Others, but you must
practice the art and skill of meditating in order to make your gifts profound. Now, if your children are still without healing and still wayward and still in need, the energies of our ancestors are still lingering on. Their melanin has frequency in it, and you can use melanin to enhance your life. Melatonin will enhance your sleeping life. Melatonin and the melanin in your body will be set up to defend your body from invaders. It will be set up to increase your livelihood and lifehood and making sure that you have all of the substance you need. So you can tap into your ancestors' melanin right now. So why don't you just tap into the frequencies? The frequency waves, I believe, they're still there. And if there's one that is still in need, you can tap in right now. Why don't you get your healing? Tap in. I still hear the frequency. For those mothers that are still looking for their children to come back to themselves and they need more melanin in their mind to heal them, to give them supernatural powers, to give them the ability to retain and short memories, long-term memories, tap in, mothers, and get what you need for your children. If there are fathers who are going through a problem, a prostrate, and that are lacking in their body, tap in and get what you need for melanin. Your ancestors have brought it back to you. Now tap into that melanin. It cannot die. Its frequency stays in the atmosphere. You are probably bumping into the melanin right now. All you need to do is call it to you. For those brothers that are out there on the fence and who can't seem to make their way out of the prison and get straight and rehabilitated, I said right there in the prison cell, brother, tap in and get a regeneration, a renewal for rehabilitating yourself. And for the brothers that are not here, we stand in proxy for those brothers that they may be rehabilitated and that we'll tap into the energy for them and that we'll send the energies across the airways to heal those brothers and sisters who are locked there, but not locked out. Thanks be to God that we can send the frequencies, send it to the jail cells, and send it to the incarceration center for those brothers and sisters who might be locked down from false arrest. Send it to them to heal them and regenerate them so when they come out this time, they'll be thoroughly rehabilitated. We have the ability now to heal thyself, physician. Heal yourself if you need the healing. If you're not walking right, not talking right, and can't sleep at night, tap into the energies. They are here, ladies and gentlemen. Here is where you get your healing. Don't be afraid. Don't be bashful because you have the tools of God now. You share in his likeness. You have his essence. You have got little children, and you have overcome the world. Now is the time to take advantage of the benefits that comes with being a part of an essence of Christ, an essence of your Lord and Savior, an essence of the God Almighty. Tap in, ladies and gentlemen. I know that that mother's been crying all night. She don't think she'll make it another day. I know that she's been looking for peace and comfort. I know that she's been looking for her man to come back home. And don't tell me how I know, because I know every other woman wants the same thing. I say, tap in, mother. Tap in and ask the energy forces for what you want. It's available to you today. The frequencies can be sent all over the airwaves. Let's function like our ancestors did. Tapping into the spinal cord, waking up the pineal gland, our master gland, and understanding that once we know who we are, we never should lack. We do not show lack because we're tapped into God. We only have abundance. God is abundance. And because we're tapped into the plan, the benefit plan, we have abundance today. Not name and claim it, but abundance. But we have to be good stewards. as we have been taught, we have to be good stewards. Now tap into the energies, ladies and gentlemen. They're here for you. The frequencies are here for you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want you to miss the opportunity to get your healing during this segment of the show. It's very important. It's a therapeutic portion. I have had training and counseling and working with a staff of clients and had clientele in the area of behavior modification and working with alcoholic and other drugs. I understand fully the process of 12 steps. I understand that it's very important that you should learn to identify and name your illness and to heal yourself. Part of what the doctor is doing is leading you back to healing yourself. But you must believe that you can heal yourself in order for this to happen. And you must daily do what I'm teaching you. And I don't care how far you're in or how far you have gone. Learn to tap in and to struggle for your own situation and vindicate your own situation. Learn to fight in the spirit. Learn to take God's tools and go into the underworld of meditating and meditate on your solutions. You have tools now. You can fight back. You have tools that will help you to understand who you are. And as I give you more tools, as today, we're going to be talking about the tools of chanting. Not voodoo, not hoodoo, not Isaiah the Conqueror, but chanting. Something that will get an effect. Chanting. Songs make a difference. They change the vibration. Songs make the difference. Ishe Uluwa Kweba Jio. Ishe Uluwa Kweba Jio. Kweba Jio. Kweba Jio. Kweba Jio. Kweba Jio. Ishe.
Because they're being sung.
Washing white as snow should never be saying in an African-American church, we are not trying to wash ourselves as white as snow. And that is not a concept that should be used. And African-Americans have overcome now, and we know the difference and know the hardship that it can impose upon us. We know the problems that it can create for us. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go to station identification and regroup myself today, but I hope you will be in the audience and waiting to hear when I come back. Thank you.
Well, Mother is a message. Got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
One mind through a vision of our future while a call for unity.
Ladies and gentlemen, Umoja is a message, and we are attempting to get the higher message to our brothers and sisters so that we can climb up the ladder to a more spiritual lifestyle. As I was saying prior to the commercial, I want to take you back to Metanetra 2, Volume 2, Run and Nefer Amen. On page 296, it reads here, "What is needed in the world is a new model of man and how we should live. Fortunately, as this can only be achieved through a lengthy process of trial and error, we don't have to make one up. It has been with us for the past 6,000 years, ladies and gentlemen, at least, that we have not been benefiting from or by. We bear testimony to the ignorance and the racism of Western man. You judge for yourself, okay? You have had the opportunities to acquaint yourself with the religious teachings and development of the mind and spirit of the man." And it goes on to say, "The mathematics up to and including quadratic equations, medicine, the art of literary composition, philosophy, but a system of spiritual cultivation matched by no other." And it goes on to read on 297, "The new man will be one of old, like the ancient dwellers on the Nile. His or her mortal behavior will come from outside constraints, a model which in time will prove to be totally incapable, but not from the development of the mortal faculties dwelling within. Psychologists, sociologists, priests, government officials, and other types of social functioners in charge of shaping and regulating the conduct of mankind will undergo a developmental process to evaluate their consciousness to the higher parts of their being and dwelling, and developing their higher faculties that they may transcend in potent necess and ignorance that are at the root cause, that are at the root of all failures of social institutions. The men and women who administers them, the ideas that science, the systematic approach of a certain knowing of knowledge about something, could be dwelled with as a mere subject without the investigator's first awakening, developing and integrating all of his or her faculties was totally alien to the comedic. To know truth, you must live it. Proclaim one of the chief anthems of Maya." Of course, it says, this is not the first time that this has been proposed or thought of. It was the dream of Khufu Teres, the Khufu Confucius, and Leto to organize Chinese society according to the Teres principle. It was the topic of Plato's Republic and St. Augustine of Cities of God. To a great extent, the Dogon, an African nation in Mali, succeeded in laying out their town and society on the basis of the granite. which symbolizes their cosmology, a study of African society, will show that many of them organize their societies spiritually and materially as best and as much as they could on the basis of their model of the order of the world. It was the same in Kemetic. The country was divided into two to reflect the grand duality of all things. The grand duality, ladies and gentlemen. So was their country of law and the courts of law with its two halls of truth. Their entire society, as well as their way of life, was arranged according to the existence of their understanding of the order of the world. Imperfection and divination existed, but they resulted from imperfection in knowledge and the lack of the material capacity to apply the process to every man and woman. And it goes on to say, it is evident from the light shown on the various aspects of Kemetic religion, especially concerning the attributes of God. Until now, presence as God in polypsychics, the system, instead of attributes of the one God, Neter, that just about every book of Egyptian culture, history, and religion must be revised. Their prediction of the commune and people who could not think abstractly, whose religion results of deliberated campaign to discredit the ancient Egyptian so as to make the Greek and the Jews and the founders of Western civilization. They did this because they could not hear the admission that the foundation of their civilized life was given to them by the same black men and women who they characterized as an inferior in order to soothe their consciousness as they were enslaving them. If they were not trying to hide the fact, why is ancient Egyptian culture placed under the Oriental Department of Museums and Libraries, where Egypt is an African and not remotely close to the Orient, the Far East? In people and ancient Egyptians, not the Arabs now, acquiring the land, were black people who in their physical appearance and cultural expression did not resemble the Orientals, but the Africans? On the other hand, ladies and gentlemen, much of the faculties of information was due to the authority or the author's inability to comprehend the deep spiritual philosophy they were investigating. It is sheer European ignorance to believe that they, especially spiritual, untrained laymen, as all archaeologists were, could come and pass judgment on the spiritual tradition of other people, especially that of Africa, without the experience of it from the inside. It should be clear from reading the materials in this book and the first volume that there is a wide open field waiting to be filled with the first set of books on ancient Egyptian culture and spirituality. Such books will prove to be the leading vehicle for enlightenment concerning the frontier of the science of the 21st century, man's mind, and reinventing of civilization. Ladies and gentlemen, we are about to embark upon how chess can help you. Now, what that is saying is that Africa has been misplaced. Africa has been misplaced to the point where we now have Egypt being questioned and being over in Asia. We have to understand that this is not the case. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, pardon me. Now, I want you to understand something. Africa has been misplaced under the ancient area of the Orientals, and it needs to be replaced back in its proper position and given credit for what it has done for the world. Now, the chanting, the following, and it reads on page 299, the following are simplifications of the actual chants in order to make them readily accessible to the reader and their places. The recording of them, you have to see the Appendix D, and they're listed there, and you can purchase them. Highly recommended, not merely because they are the full version of the chant, but the two very important reasons. First of all, you may have learned from Volume 1, Chapter 23, meditation must be conducted according to very precise breathing. Please do not forget that, ladies and gentlemen. When you get this book, you must follow the precise breathing patterns in regulating and to regulate your rhythm and duration of inhalation and exhalation. Thus is accomplished by chanting mentally along with the tape. You chant with the tape mentally, which is going to be also available for you too, which acts as a place setter for the breathing you're going to be doing in the same manner that we dance to music, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you who are dancers, we should be able to conceive of a practice of breathing to music, breathing in, breathing out, just like a rhythm. Get the rhythm, dance to the rhythm, move to the rhythm. The rhythm has a beat, and we move to the rhythm, dance to the rhythm. In fact, it is not new. It has just happened to be one of those well-kept ancient secrets of initiation due to the spirituality empowerment attributes. The other reason to be found in the special effects that music exerts on the brain. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Music exerts on the brain. It sends subliminal messages to the brain and the spirit. That is why it's so necessary to chant. To chant, ladies and gentlemen, because it sends messages to the brain. Go down, Moses. Tell Pharaoh to let my people go. If he don't, I'll smite your firstborn dead. Go down, Moses, and let my people go. Now that's sending a message, and it's a threat, and that's all that needs to be sent out into the atmosphere to let Moses know that if you don't let those people go, it's going to be some hell to pay. Ladies and gentlemen, the other reason to be found in the special effect that music exerts on the brain and the spirit, there is a science that has been put in place for several thousands of years now, ladies and gentlemen, on how to arrange harmonizing. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Then we have another chorus coming in. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good. Don't you know he's been good? He's been good to me. Harmonizing. And it's been said that African-American Americans have the ability to harmonize. And if you questioning African Americans yourself and why you're able to harmonize, do some research. You'll find that you have an octave level of music that no other race of people can hear except you. That's right. Your melanin gives you the ability to harmonize at a level that is not even heard by some people and other races. Check it out. It's in the history book. You can find it there. It's been printed and documented. There's a science that has been put in place for several thousands of years now, ladies and gentlemen. It just didn't happen. And on how to arrange harmonizing, you arrange harmonizing so that it affects the mental capacity. You can send subliminal messages. And let me say something to you mothers. If you have a child that's been diagnosed with mental health, please stay close to that child. Do not let one doctor diagnose your child and give you the verdict of a diagnosis. Get a second opinion, and preferably with an African-American psychologist, because we have to know how we socialize in our communities and not just what the medical books say. Some medicine can destroy the mental capacity. You can send subliminal waves to a young mind to suggest mental illness. You can send violent behaviors to them to suggest violently harming themselves and others. It has been done through the psychic. You do not give your psychic over to everyone, not even the doctors. You do not. You go into psychological talking to yourself to work your way out of this mental capacity that is so strange to the outside world. We all go off a bit in our minds, but we have to rearrange our minds and bring ourselves back. We have ordinarily been rearranged when we came off those ships. Our minds were rearranged and our families were lost and we were separated and we were half crazy in our mind and we're still half crazy. But we're functioning. We're functioning just like functional illiterates. But we must not give ourselves over to people who don't understand our psychological mindset. Children have been locked away in institutions because of false diagnosis and inappropriate psychotropic medicines. Your psychotropic medicine can start with music. Give that child music to consume until he woo himself back to himself, until she comes back out of that state. Mothers, you can sing to your children, singing lullabies to bring them back, singing sweet, sweet tones, and tones that they can be familiar with to remind them of what it is to be well in their spirit. Everyone who gives you medicine does not understand what it does to a melanin-enriched body. If you do not understand melanin, you can kill a person. They can never return. There's something that the child can obtain from the medicine that will cause, the side effects can be greater than what the cure is. That child can develop all sorts of inappropriate behaviors, walking with the arms pulled and drawn up to the body, now resembling some animal that's barely walking or crawling. And this is a side effect that the medicine does, yet it's supposed to cure you of a mood disorder? No. You must sit down with your families, make the decision to try to rehabilitate at home first, before you bring psychotropic drugs into your family's life, because it will affect your whole family. And one day I'm going to sit down and give you more on that when there's more time. I know what I'm talking about. I've seen it destroy families. And a child could come back to himself. His brain is not done growing yet. You give psychotropic drugs to a child, his brain can be stunted for the rest of his life. When he's in the premortal stages of developing brain waves and his frontal lobe and occipital lobe and temporal lobes are developing, you have to be very careful of putting psychotropic drugs in the body like Ritalin and other sorts of stimulants. We must understand we have spirit, and we are fusing all over with spirit. And if you are adding a stimulus to fusion, and it will cause more confusion. Sometimes it takes the human body to warm that person up and bring that person back to themselves, not necessarily drug therapy, but behavior modification. Now, I said that to let you know that I'm getting to something here. Now, here we are, not knowing how to cure ourselves when we go out of our mind. And we've been out of our mind for a long time after we got off those ships. We go back to somebody who put us out of our mind. They help us to rearrange our mind. Come on now, let's think straight here. You are the one that's the captain of your ship. When you get a little crazy, you better learn how to steer backwards and retrace your thoughts and come back to yourself. Teach your child to do the same thing. When did you start feeling this way? How do you know that you're not at yourself? What tells you that you cannot get over this thing and retrace their thoughts and take them back to where they started? This mental confusion is becoming a big thing in the classroom and all throughout the nation. If I can't lock you up in prison, I can lock you up in an institution called mental health. You don't want to give your children over to that because there's music. Ask for music therapy. Try the natural things before you go into the substance drugs and psychotropic medicine. Try music. Some children could be so saddened by what their mother and father is putting them through. They become so, so sad in their spirit that they cannot even lift their head because they feel so sorrowful and remorseful that their mothers and fathers are no longer together. They think it's their little fault, so they become saddened. And their spirit is so saddened. And you want to take that child in to give him more psychotropic problems? No. Take that child up in your arms and hug him. Hug him back to himself. Sing to him, "Sweet child, I love you. Sweet child, I love you. Sweet child, your mother loves you." Sing anything to him, but give him the breath of life. Breathe back into his life. Sweet, low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Sweet love, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Well, I look over yonder, and what did I see? Lord, it was a band of angels coming up after me. They were coming to carry me home. Sing to your children and know when their spirits are low. Play music throughout the day in your homes to keep their spirits risen. Don't perturb your children with your problems, mother. They have enough of their own in this society. And it goes on to say, the other reason is to be found in the specific effects of the music exerted on the brain and the spirit. There is a science that has been put in place for several thousands of years, now that we know this, on how to rearrange, harmonize, combine instruments to enable music to induce the brain to release certain hormones. You have serotonin traveling across the brain, and you have dopamine. your serotonin-stimulating drugs that travel across the brain, the happy cells and hormones that make you feel pleasurable. There are tons of natural things on the market that can do this without alternative drugs. Mothers, please go and search them out and find them before you give them to your loved one. As I said, harmonizing and combining instruments to enable music to induce the brain to release certain hormones. I feel right now, if I'm doing a good act, a loving act in front of you, and you observe me giving this gift to someone, the person who is receiving the gift will begin to release the hormones of serotonin. The person on the other side of the room will observe this act. They all release the happy hormones of serotonin, the pleasure serotonin hormones. When we see common good deeds done throughout the community, we can increase the serotonin level. We do not have to jack our children up and infuse our children with all these synthetic drugs that will cause the serotonin to send this wave across the synapse. We can do it naturally, ladies and gentlemen. It can be done naturally. Be very careful with the psychotropic drugs. As I said, to induce the brain to release certain hormones, like dopamine, ladies and gentlemen, and serotonin, that facilitates the spiritual experience. The function is enhanced, ladies and gentlemen. It will become enhanced by the practice of breathing to music. Turn music on and allow your children to breathe through the music. As they breathe through the music in and out, serotonin is being released, and dopamines are being released. The pleasure syndrome is now in effect. That child is happier. He's more pleasant because we learn these things through our African ancestors. They teach us how to heal ourselves. There is a form of eradicating past trauma, post-traumatic stress syndrome in our lives. And if there ever was anyone who have had post-traumatic stress syndrome, it is the African Americans who have seen so much of their family members and loved ones being persecuted. And there is so many of us right now who might have even come across those waters and are now refugees who are Africans who have seen it firsthand. The post-traumatic stress that they experience is devastating. They need music therapy. They need to learn chants. They need to understand that music can heal their mind. I know this, ladies and gentlemen, because I helped to heal a person with music. Music is a way of life for Africans. Do not eradicate the music out of your life. Continue to buy CDs under any cost. Purchase these CDs. Buy the CDs. You can even buy certain subliminal tracks. Omi is going to be producing a line of tracks of her own of meditating tapes. That's right. This is what my profession is creating the form of meditation tracks. And that's where my singing will be utilized and my ability to speak into the lives of those that are hurting, because it could be best used in that avenue for healing purposes, modalities where it sends subliminal messages to heal the sick, sick mind and the body. Ladies and gentlemen, you could do that on your own by featuring and purchasing your own tapes and singing to your children, and start early and sing it to your loved one and to your man, because I'm telling you, your voice has a healing tone and it will heal, and you can heal those that are closest to you. Chants are very important. Now, let me tell you about the incantations. There are many incantations right there in that book, the Rana Nefer book. You can find those incantations, and they are written so that you can learn the chants, and you can learn the 50 powerful words. I don't have time to go over all of them now, but there are 50 powerful words. If you're ever in trouble, there is a chant that you can use. Ori re re, 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 ori re re was a chant given to all Yoruba people in time of trouble. And Obi-Wan said that whenever you needed the Oladulamare to come and rescue you, to chant that, and he would come and vindicate you. They're a chance to come and stop things from happening to you. They're a chance in time when your family's in trouble. They're a chance when your loved ones are locked away and need help. They're a chance. And if you have not realized it, the Africans demonstrated that, and we will have Color Purple coming on soon. Some of the things that they did out in the field were to communicate with the subliminal messages. Yes, they were able to do telepathically, and they were able to send telepathic messages. You can do it, too, with your loved ones, your significant others, and your husband. You can send them messages. You can even call them through the spirit. Practice. Study to show yourself approved, a workman needing not to be ashamed. There's only so much I can teach you on this show, ladies and gentlemen. But I do want you to understand, chants are very important. They're not hoodoo, they're not voodoo, they're not High John the Conqueror, and they're definitely not juju. What it is to release you from a situation and to make a sacrifice to let the 400 plus one ask the 200 plus one to let you off the hook, to release you. The animals were given an incantation and told not to harm God's people. Upon knowing those incantations, you can stop a snake bite from killing you. There are many of them. The Africans have learned them, and so have the priests and priestesses. And I want you to understand you're still African, aren't you? You haven't changed since the last time you looked in the mirror. If you're still African, these are your gifts too. You must apprehend them and learn them. And Caucasian, I don't care that you're getting what we're saying in here. Maybe it will help you be a better people. Because, see, when you give something to somebody, you don't have to worry about them stealing it from you. And we're not trying to hide anything in this room. People have been telling me you're giving your secrets away and you're giving them to the Bob-2 people. The Bob-2 people need a healing just like we do. And if the Bob-2 people can get healed, maybe the universe can get healed. And what I'm aiming at is healing the sick mind of the universe so that we can do well here on this earth together. So African-Americans, don't think that it's strange that I'm a sellout and that I'm giving anything away. Because if you know me, I'm going to give it to you like I had got it, and I'm going to give it to you from the hip. Either way, if a white person get it or if an African get it, make the world a better place. That's what we've been commissioned to do. I gave you two commandments, to love yourself. And the second is likened to the first, to love your neighbor as yourself. And you say, Omi, who is my neighbor? Those that do the will of my father. And any of these people that are not doing the will of your father, they can't use this stuff no way. But if they've had a change of mind and they've converted, be it black or white, if they have converted and they're a new creature in Christ, then they can use what God has given them, and the tools are available to them too. So do not come to me with this foolishness about being on the air, giving out our secrets. You can't take a secret away unless God gives it to you. He will banish it out of your mind if you are going to desecrate it. Now, if you get the secrets and you use it, don't think that you're going to take it from us. Don't think you're going to be up front saying these are the things that we created, because we know our stuff. And I told you that Omi was intending to take our stuff back. And that's what I'm doing. I'm claiming and lay claim on what's ours. But we have to learn to live in this universe together. Like it or not, African Americans, we are going to have to learn to live together. And if we have to live together peaceful with the same tools, then so be it. And I want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You've been a fine group to work with. And I look forward to being with you tomorrow, same time, same place. And on that note, do some chants tonight. And by the way, sing a song to your children. Take some time out to sing a song to your children. And don't hesitate to sing and sing and sing until you get better and better. Omi don't proclaim to be the best singer, but I sing every chance I get. And I sing and sing and sing. And maybe one day I'll be a great blues singer. Lady sings the blues. She's got a dad. She's feeling so sad. Wants the world to know just what the blues is all about. The blues ain't nothing but a pain in your heart when you've got a bad start and you and your man has to part. Lady sings the blues. She's got it bad. She feels can go out and find my CD on lulu.com, and that feature song is on there as my introduction song. However, I do the blues, but this is with a non-musical instrument back up on the CD on the spoken word. But you'll be hearing more from me and doing some of Nina Simone's work, and I'm going to be doing a tribute to Nina Simone and working on that right now. So you just pray my strength, and inshallah, if it be his will, then I will get my voice together so I can bring out some of Nina Simone's songs, because there's some great songs to listen to. And I want to thank you for being here with me and going all the way this evening. And do come back again and spend some time with your Omi, because you know I am the advisor you need and the advocate you want. And lock that number in right now, 646-478-0270. And once again, I want to say to you, I want to say to you, oh, devil, and baba boy to you, y'all, and I will see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Good evening.